Imagine this. You have an idea. It's something that's never been done before. It won't make you rich, but it does make sense. And it's big. So you begin, on and off for the next 6 years, and wrangling hundreds of other people to actually get it to happen. This has been the experience of media historian Bridget Griffin Foley, the editor of A Companion to the Australian Media. But what was she hoping to achieve?
I was seeking to do two things. One was to capture the diversity of work that has been undertaken on the Australian media over the decades, but particularly I think since the 1980s, there's really been a growing volume of scholarship on the Australian media. But I was also seeking to attract new scholarship on the Australian media. There are still so many aspects of the Australian news media that have been neglected by historians or other writers about the Australian media. So I wanted to bring together existing scholarship and attract new scholarship to present a really diverse jigsaw of the Australian media.
You said there were some aspects you felt had been neglected. What had been neglected?
A whole range of things. The history of the printing industry in Australia, for instance, has been almost entirely overlooked, particularly in recent years. There is some older scholarship on it. Very little work has been done on reporting and reviewing genres in Australia. So I'm thinking of things like arts criticism, environmental reporting, agricultural reporting, and so on. So I see this book in part as representing a study of and a history of journalism in Australia. And there's a whole range of other things that haven't been looked at, such as the history of the religious press in Australia, for instance. Also, peak news media bodies in Australia, whether that be Free TV Australia or Commercial Radio Australia, FARB as it used to be known, very little has been written about those bodies. So I was seeking to attract short overviews of some of these bodies, but also more reflective essay-type pieces on topics and issues ranging from the religious press in Australia to women in the Australian media.
When I read Patricia Clark's piece on women in media, the first thing I learnt was about Louisa Atkinson, whom I've never heard of. And she's basically the first woman to write regularly for the Sydney Morning Herald.
That's right. And I think Louisa Atkinson actually gets picked up in the entry, the terrific entry on environmental reporting by Libby Lester as well, because Atkinson was writing articles in the 1860s on the natural environment. There were other really early women journalists, social commentators, social reformers and editors such as Catherine Helen Spence. And of course, Louisa Lawson, the editor of The Dawn, who does actually have a Guernsey in terms of having an individual entry on her.
Just staying with this women in media thing, because one of the things that becomes clear, you know, you've got those early pioneers, but really the action really gets going from the mid-70s onwards, when Margaret Throsby becomes the first woman since World War II to read the news on ABC radio, and then in 78 on telly. And then after that, things really speed up in the 90s in terms of women getting to the top, becoming editors, running things.
Yes, that's right. And Pat Clark's entry does trace the increasing role and prominence of women in traditionally male areas of media endeavour, such as investigative reporting and in foreign reporting. And you only need to look at the strength and spread of women in foreign reporting at this organisation, the ABC, to realise that they now are really sort of key players in that area of the Australian media. We've seen less female editors, or when I say less female editors of major media outlets, Michelle Grattan with the Canberra Times in 1993 was the first.
And she didn't like it in the end. She decided to go back to political reporting.
That's right. So we haven't seen many women editors of major metropolitan newspapers. And we also haven't seen a lot of women. Well, two aspects of radio I'd comment on. One is women as talkback hosts, and there's, you know, this traditional view that people don't like women's voices on radio. but also in terms of commercial radio companies. It's really only, I think, Cathy O'Connor who plays a really major executive role there.
Why do you think we need these things? Because the media is a very self-referential industry. It loves talking and thinking about itself, but it doesn't tend to do scholarship at all.
No, that's right, although there has been quite a tradition of journalists working as historians. I'm thinking of the work of Gavin Souter, for instance, on John Fairfax. Gavin is one of the greatest historians of the Australian media. We hear so much now about the fractures and ruptures in the Australian media landscape and constant debates and reflections on the future of journalism and the future of the media. But I think we do also need to understand how and why we got to where we have in the Australian media landscape. And there are remarkable omissions there, whether it be in aspects of broadcasting history, whether it be there's almost nothing written, for instance, about the press in the Northern Territory or the press in Western Australia. And, you know, when you watch something like Media Watch and they're doing the latest absurd headline of the Northern Territory News, I have tried in this companion to have a little bit of fun, but I did also want to be, you know, somewhat serious and to put something like the Northern Territory News in the context of the rural and regional media in Australia and the media not on the eastern seaboard.
How big is it? How many articles? How many pages?
It's 415,000 words, 550 pages, and 479 entries, which range from the shortest entry is 205 words.
Yeah, it's not much more than a kind of long dictionary definition, some of the really short ones.
That's right. There are some quite short entries on individual programs such as Here's Humphrey. Then there's sort of what I would refer to as mid-length entries, which would be around 1,500, 2,000 words on something like, for instance, the press in Tasmania, or on a media issue such as convergence. And then there's long entries. The longest is 3,300 words, which is on media ownership by Tim Dwyer. So there's a real range of word lengths this volume.
Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you, Richard.
Professor Bridget Griffin-Foley, editor of A Companion to the Australian Media. You'll find details on our webpage. Just go to abc.net.au/Radio National. And full disclosure, I launched the book a couple of days ago. This is the Media Report on RN.